Stormy Daniels' highly anticipated interview with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes was the highest rated episode since an interview with Barack and Michelle Obama 10 years ago. And last night, the adult film star gave more details about the 2006 affair she says she had with Donald Trump.
He's like, wow, you are special. You remind me of my daughter. He's like, you're smart, beautiful, and a woman to be reckoned with. I like you. I like you.
She also said she was physically threatened to keep quiet. President Trump denies the affair, so does his lawyer Michael Cohen. But 11 days before the 2016 presidential election, Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 and asked her to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Washington Post reporter Emma Brown is here. Emma, this story is salacious. Stormy Daniels agrees with people who say she's not a victim. It was consensual. But tell us what we learned about, for instance, that she signed a statement at one point denying an affair.
Right. Shortly after the Wall Street Journal broke the story about the payment to her, she did sign a statement denying that the affair occurred. And she said she did that because she was under pressure from her lawyer at the time and business manager at the time, who she did not name. But she said they were telling her not that there was a physical threat against her, but that there could be all kinds of other implications for her. And she said, you know, they told me basically that they could make my life hell. And by they, Anderson Cooper followed up and he said, well, who's they? And she said, well, I assume it's Michael Cohen.
So that was about, you know, threats of harassing her. But then there was also what she claims is a physical threat. Let's listen.
I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter. I was taking, you know, the seats facing backwards in the back seat, diaper bag, you know, getting all the stuff out. And a guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
Was that one of the most shocking portions of the interview for you? And what's been the response to it?
That was absolutely one of the newsiest parts of this interview. I mean, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has been on cable news quite a bit in the last couple weeks saying, you know, that his client had faced threats and that we would hear details on 60 Minutes. So this was totally new. Mm-hmm. And she said that this experience in the Las Vegas parking lot really scared her and has sort of colored her perception of this whole thing over the last, well, that was 2011, so mm-hmm. 7 years ago. Cohen's lawyer responded last night with a letter to Stormy Daniels and her lawyer, a cease and desist letter saying, what you're saying is not true about my client, Michael Cohen. You're libeling him. Stop it.
Yeah. But she never said it was him, you know, making that threat. Look, the other important part of the story is the payment, $130,000, and a question of whether it violated federal campaign finance laws. Do we know any more about that? And explain why that would be.
So the $130,000 payment by Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels, Cohen has acknowledged making that payment, and he has said that he was not reimbursed by anyone. That far exceeds the individual gift limit for a campaign donation. And so the argument that the government watchdog group Common Cause and others have made is that this payment was meant to influence the election. It was meant to protect Trump's reputation at a time when he was really under fire for his relationships with women in the aftermath of the Access Hollywood tape. And so it was meant to influence the election and therefore a campaign donation, an in-kind campaign donation. So Common Cause has made that complaint to the Federal Election Commission and also to the Department of Justice, and that complaint is pending.
So we see what happens there. And what happens to all of these women? Stormy Daniels speaking last night, arguing that since Cohen admitted paying her $130,000 and Trump never signed the non-disclosure agreement deal, that it is not valid. She's free to talk. You had Karen McDougal a couple days before, the former Playboy centerfold, who is suing to break free of her confidentiality agreement but is out talking. Last week, a judge decided to let a lawsuit from the former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos go ahead. What happens with all of these?
Well, it's become this incredible storyline that is running alongside everything else that's happening in the Trump White House. And I think there are much bigger questions here than just about whether or not Trump had sex with these women more than a decade ago. There are these questions about campaign finance law violations or potential campaign finance law violations, questions about the intimidation. And I just think that this is going to be a story now that the White House will have to be dealing with for some time.
Yeah. Emma Brown, investigative reporter with The Washington Post. Emma, thank you.
Thank you.